First to North Carolina, where one county is eager to begin deporting illegal immigrants. The Alamance County Sheriff's Office has enrolled in a federal program that pays it to ship illegals with criminal records back to where they come from. Other agencies around the country do the same. But Alamance County hopes to also use this federal program as a source of cash for local needs. Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio reports.
Alamance County's new red brick jail was supposed to be finished about a year and a half ago, but there's still more to be done. Today, workmen sand a few rough spots on the walls of an airy two-story cell block under the watchful eye of Sheriff Terry Johnson.
A lot of your illegal aliens will be housed in rooms such as this. This is an open dormitory setting here.
When everything's completed, there will be room for 240 inmates, mostly federal prisoners and undocumented immigrants. Johnson says many will be bussed in.
What we're going to become here and what we've been asked to do is to be like a deportation hub. They're deported in courts in Charlotte. They bring them here. Boom. Next day, we carry them out to the Burlington Airport. They get on the JPAC plane, which is the Marshall plane, to take them back to their country.
Federal officials are training some of Johnson's deputies to accompany deportees on those direct flights. If the jail stays full, the federal government will reimburse him almost $3.5 million in the first year, and even more after that. Johnson believes he can make the entire operation financially self-sufficient in 2 years.
I'm going to fill every bed in this jail I can, because that is revenue generating. It takes the same staff, same medical staff, same cooks cooking the meals. If we had 40 in here, we had 240. So why not do that?
Everyone's looking for ways to save money in Alamance County. Over the last decade, the population has almost doubled to 140,000. There's a sizable undocumented Latino population, too. Schools are crowded and social service agencies are strapped. But Johnson's hopeful his plan will ease the county commissioner's purse strings. Just down the road from the new jail, there's a big lunch crowd at Barrister's Cafe. It's in an old storefront with a tin ceiling. Gail Cobb is an office manager in town. She says crime has increased, and the sheriff doesn't have the money to hire the number of deputies he needs.
There's just so many more things they could do, but they can't do it strapped the way they are for personnel. They just can't do it. And if the dollars aren't there, then he has no choice but to limit his scope to just a few areas within the county.
Cobb says if the sheriff makes the jail pay for itself, he'll be able to ask county commissioners for money to put more deputies on patrol. And commissioners could fund other cash-strapped departments, too. But a few tables away, customer David Johnston says he's concerned about the sheriff's strategy.
It kind of tends to worry me that someone is their first thought is about the money. You know, we're doing this because we need money, you know. How does that make them act? You know, how do they get the people that they're going to be making all this money on? You know?
The sheriff has said his employees in the jail will initiate deportation proceedings only for illegal immigrants who have criminal records. Still, members of a Latino community center are nervous. Staff member Cristia Flores says everyone's on pins and needles.
One family came, and this man, you know, was saying like, oh, I'm the only man in my house, and what if I get deported and my kids are, you know, U.S. citizens, and what's going to happen to my wife? I can't sleep. I go like crazy thinking that, you know, they will deport me.
Flores' group is already passing out pamphlets to inform undocumented immigrants of their rights if they get picked up and taken to the new jail. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Durham, North Carolina.
We'll be right back.